So if we can turn our attention inward, the inner peace, the stillness, the presence, the divine presence. Welcome your experience just as it appears to you. In this moment, contemplate that I, it refers to this effortless awareness, and not to somebody, not to the body mind. The body mind has a name, but you have no name. Meaning you, consciousness, have no name. Perceptions appear to you. Instant by instant. Simultaneously appearing and dissolving and disappearing. But nothing happens to you. You being this aware presence. So you don't need to imagine yourself to be somebody, to be a man or a woman or somebody. In order to hear these words, nothing is needed, nothing is required. so you can rest. You rest as being, as presence. You don't need memory. You don't need to remember anything. You don't need to do anything. So simply rest as you are. Just for the duration of this meeting, you can let go of trying to achieve anything, trying to fix anything. Make no distinctions whatsoever. In particular, vis-a-vis I, do not make any distinctions between I and not I. Explore or be open to the possibility that everything is I. That awareness does not exclude anything. Everything is equal in love. Everything is equal in truth, in reality. Although distinctions apply to the mind, appropriately so. There are no distinctions that apply to reality. There are no distinctions that apply to love, to truth, to consciousness. From the mind's perspective, sometimes I love A and I don't love B. Or I love B and I don't love A. But from the perspective of reality, from the perspective of consciousness, all is love. All is love. All is truth. So we can recognize in this moment our non-dual reality, the reality of consciousness, which has no borders, in consciousness, there isn't my consciousness and your consciousness, my reality and your reality. No, it is one reality. So in this meeting is titled, what is freedom if I do not choose my thoughts? That thoughts appear to us, like the weather appears to us. We don't have files and folders to which we go in order to pick and choose the current thought. That is not our experience. We perceive a thought, it appears to us. There is not a personal chooser. Which is choosing thought A and rejecting thought B. So then one may wonder, where is my freedom? What is my freedom? After all, we all know there is a reality of to freedom. It's not just a concept. We know it deeply within us, in our heart. In order to come to an understanding about your freedom, your true freedom, your real freedom, you need to come to clarity about what I means, what I refers to. Obviously, there is limited freedom to the body. Body minds are limited. They have a limited freedom, a limited capacity, a limited potential. But when we say I, are we referring to the body? Are we referring to a limited entity? Or are we referring to the reality which in this moment perceives this perception? Whatever that is, something real is. There is a reality that perceives, even if this is a dream, there is a reality which perceives. Have to be clear that there's only one I, which is the reality which perceives, which we refer to as consciousness or presence or reality or being. And as being, we are all the same. We are all one. It's this one aware presence. And the freedom we are speaking about is the freedom of consciousness. Because consciousness is not phenomenal. It is not made out of flesh and bones or molecules, atoms. It's not made out of sticks and stones. Consciousness is what we refer to as I each one of us refer to ourselves as I, not I, this female form or male form, or this mother or father, daughter, son, cousin. No, I, the formless, invisible presence that is alive and aware, knows that it is. I know I am. I know I am I. I know I am aware. Not I know I am a female awareness or a male awareness. That's a fallacy. This I is the one I, one reality. You have to be clear about the reality of consciousness, and that this reality is nothing else but this very self, I, this awareness, this normal, mundane awareness is God's awareness. And that's where God's freedom, your freedom, the freedom of awareness, the freedom of consciousness is. It is not in your personhood, it's not in your body, it's not in your mind. There's a limited freedom there. So you need to come to understanding about your true freedom so that you cease to suffer from the sense of limitation which plagues us all. It's time to see through this false belief of limitation, this sense of conditional freedom. I will be free when and if, sometimes in the future. I have to see through this fallacy to come to understanding about consciousness and the freedom and the joy and the happiness and the love that it is, that I am. And the path to this understanding is to investigate your belief that you, meaning consciousness, is limited and depends on the body-mind. Investigate this evidence. Is there any evidence that you are born? Not that the body is born, not that a thought arises, but that you, that consciousness is born, and that consciousness exists in time and space. This is your investigation. And it's via your investigation that you will come to your understanding, not my understanding, your own understanding, your own certainty, so that this certainty will be yours. The clarity will be yours. What evidence is there that consciousness will die one day, that it's limited, that it's personal, that it resides inside my body or inside my brain or 2 inches behind my eyes? Or what is that evidence that you have outside of the belief that you are limited and personal, meaning always you means consciousness, not the body? Of course, we all know the body is limited. That's not a big deal. But you, consciousness, I, consciousness. So this inquiry is yours to conduct, and to seek assistance in the process as needed, in order to come to your certainty, to your clarity. That there is no personal freedom, but that your freedom is real. It is God's freedom. It is the freedom of consciousness, the freedom which is your reality. You need to visit that over and over until you come to clarity.